I was not surprised that she gave, because poor people are really very generous. But I was surprised that she knew they were hungry. As a rule, when we are suffering, we are so focused on ourselves we have no time for others. This woman showed something of the truly generous love of Christ. The greatness of the poor is something beautiful. Months ago in New York, one of our AIDS patients called me and said, "I want to tell you something very private, because you are my friend. When my headache becomes unbearable, this disease gives terrible headaches, I compare it with the pain Jesus must have had with the crown of the thorns. When the pain moves to my back, I compare it with the pain Jesus had to bear when they whipped him. When my hands ache, I compare it with the pain Jesus felt when they crucified him." There you have an example of the greatness of love in the love of this young man, the victim of such a terrible disease. He had no hope of surviving, and yet see how he loved. He found the courage and strength to pray to Jesus and share his suffering with Christ himself. There was no sign of sadness or distress on his face. He was radiating peace and joy. He only asked me, "Please take me home. They call our house home." I brought him to our home and took him to Jesus in the chapel. I had never had the chance of seeing anybody speak to Jesus on the cross as I saw that sick young man speak to Christ. I believe there was a tender conversation between Jesus and him. After 3 days, that young man died. He had been in jail for terrible crimes, yet he died with a purified heart. See the tenderness of God, taking him out of there and giving that young man the joy of belonging only to him. See also the greatness of the poor. To console Jesus. It is good for us to focus on our Lord and ask ourselves, do I really love Jesus like that? Do I really accept the joy of loving by sharing in his passion? Because even today, Jesus is looking for somebody to console and comfort him. You remember what happened in Gethsemane. Jesus was longing for somebody to share in his agony. The same thing happens in our lives.